My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we live with another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name is Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Now Abdurrahman ibn Auf, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is one of the companions that entered into Islam in the early stages of the da'wah. And it was mentioned that he was born 10 years after the year of the elephant, which means that he was 10 years younger than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam on the hands of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and was from the first 8 to enter into Islam and to accept the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the virtues that are mentioned with regards to Abdurrahman ibn Auf are very many. But we want to try and shed light on some of these virtues so that we can follow in their footstep and we can follow in the footsteps of this great companion, Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Now Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he migrated the two migrations to Ethiopia, and he also migrated to Medina with the early companions to live amongst the believers in Medina with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He witnessed all the expeditions with the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And he was someone who was trusted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not only by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but also by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, aminun fil ardi wa aminun fil sama. Abdurrahman ibn Auf is a trusted man, trustworthy person on land, on this earth, and in the heavens. And this is what made the Prophet, peace be upon him, trust Abdurrahman ibn Auf. To the extent where it was mentioned that during one of the expeditions, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had gone to make wudu and he was delayed. And the companions began to pray, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf was standing as imam, was leading the prayer. And when the Prophet, peace be upon him, came and joined with them, he continued the prayer after them and he said, Ahsantum wa asabtum. He said, you have done well, meaning in your choice of placing Abdurrahman as the imam and as the leader of salat. Abdurrahman ibn Auf is a name that is usually connected with generosity, connected with wealth. For he is a man who was very wealthy, he is a man who used to be able, or who was able to increase from his wealth by ways of tijara. He was a tradesperson, he was a businessman. When he migrated to Medina, the companion that he was brothered with offered him half of his wealth. He said, no, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah, grant you blessing in that wealth, direct me to the marketplace. And when he went to the marketplace, he returned that day and he had already increased from his wealth, radiallahu anhu. And the aspect which is most beautiful in that meaning is that whenever his wealth would increase, his generosity and his charity would increase also. And his ability to do so was such that he would say that I reached a stage that if I lifted a rock or a stone, I would say that I would be able to turn it to gold or silver. And whenever he gave in charity, the next time his charity would increase. So he gave 4,000 dinar in one of the times that the Prophet ﷺ was requesting charity, the next time he gave 40,000. The time after that he gave 400,000. In one day he freed over 30 slaves. He realized that the true tijara, the true trading, the successful trading is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was trusted by Umar ibn al-Khattab after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his khilafah, and he was one of the close consultants of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said that Abdurrahman ibn Auf is one of the companions that the Prophet, peace be upon him, died and he was pleased with him, radiyallahu anhu wa ardah. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, a star amongst the many stars of the companions, a guidance that we follow in their footsteps to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and grant us the path to follow in their footsteps. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.